What can you tell us about Matthew Perreault and even maybe Brian Littlepole?
Both back on the ice. Brian's kind of intermittent when we put him on, so we'll put him on for a day, keep him off, just kind of check on that. Still healing. Matty got through his skate today. The next would be full contact with the group tomorrow. If he can get through that, then we'll start thinking about it. But he'd have to get through that feeling really good. But he's in the time now. We'll start considering him. I think he was probably pushing for the Montreal game when he didn't play in that. For me, that takes him out of this game, so I didn't consider him for today. And then we'll go forward there.
You said at one point there was still surgery was a consideration for Brian. Is that
correct?
Still on the table? Or?
Not right now. No, we're the healing's going the way they want it to, so they're going to leave it for now.
What are the keys to coming out of the break? Obviously, I'm sure in a perfect world you'd be able to have a full practice and all those things, but given the demands, I mean, what are the keys?
Play the first game as simple as you possibly can. Everybody's got, most teams that are playing today have the same set of circumstances. It's the same speech. Don't overhandle it. Get everything deep. Put everything at the net. Make sure your shift length isn't too long. You've been off for 3 days. And the difference in a game, most games, not all, I mean, you get a feel for the way the game is played, and it usually doesn't change a whole heck of a lot. First game back after Christmas, what you know in the first five may be completely different in the next five. And then it seems like maybe over the last 10 years, there's less variation in these games. Because we stay off the ice now, where 15 years ago you were on the ice almost every single day, that when you took a day off, it was a major change in their life. And the next day they couldn't get near handle on a puck, even if it was in practice. Now, players are more used to coming in off after a day. It doesn't seem like it's quite as egregious. It used to be the two tough jobs where the guy standing in net, you know, because nobody knew what was going to happen. I think this will be a good hockey game here in terms of first game after the break, because you got St. Louis coming in. They play a real consistent style of hockey. They got a real veteran group of guys. They'll know how to prepare, and that kind of drives the game.
And the fact it's them for your team can't hurt.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that, you know, we didn't love a lot of our game maybe in the last 10 days, but we get into Minnesota and it was on, right? Our game was right, and this will snap you to it.
So that's your short-term challenge. Longer-term here, when you look at the next 2 weeks, what do you see as far as
right to the
of
break?
Opponent and all
right to the break now. We're whether it's, there's only two, I think we had two sets of back-to-back, but we're going to get into heavy competition here between now and the All-Star break. We'll start hopefully bringing some guys back into the lineup toward the end of it, maybe toward the All-Star break, but it's almost like the start, grind, and survive here. You don't get into viewing your game necessarily as a two-week game. It's almost a playoff game each night. You got to go as hard and be as right as you can every single night, and then you wouldn't be getting too excited about that win because you got another big team coming in, or the loss, you got to get right back on your horse.
When you first looked at the schedule, and you didn't even know, you know, where St. Louis would be or where Colorado would be, I guess.
Right. You had an idea, right? You know, going in, you got Boston and you got Toronto coming in. You knew that the last 2 weeks of November were a stretch of hockey that was going to be a challenge. This will be between now and the break would be, and we've got probably one more just in terms of where the teams are at, the competition coming in. That's a real heavy block.
I'm not saying your season can hang on it, but you sure can either stay in the thick or drop out of it.
Right. The danger of ever looking at your schedule and saying this is the key piece is that where you think it's not the key piece, you can get in real trouble with it, and stretches where, you know, the last 2 weeks of November, I mean, I saw that one in July that I thought this is going to be a tough one. We were a pretty darn good team in that stretch. So playing right and playing well, it doesn't matter the opponent. We've been as strong against the good teams as we have been certainly against some of the thin teams.
Some guys in there seem to, you know exactly what was coming. Others, Patrick and even Blake, beyond St. Louis, they didn't know. Typical
right.
Players? Do you
Correct.
Have to look ahead, or do you care?
No, there'll be guys that can give you a pretty detailed travel schedule for 2 weeks, and other guys aren't sure what the one looks like a week from now. Yeah, everybody's different.
Paul, what strides do you think that second line has taken since it was formed? A little out of necessity with that, because
right.
of the middle situation with Brian and everything. What steps have they taken?
I think as individuals, because they all kind of were going through something new, and that Blake goes to the middle. What's happened there is we've got a pretty good face-off man at center. He's been good, and he's been great down low. He's a big, strong fellow. So defensively, because of that, there's been an uptick. Nick Ehlers, and I'm going to say this, has continued on really what he started. I think he's a much changed player this year than from any time in the past. It's not his 15 goals. It's his compete away from puck, his battle in shifts, working his butt off during a shift and nothing happens, and understanding that's the way the National Hockey League works. And Jack is moving toward that, right? That's the maturation of a young player, goes from playing 1-4, where we're all excited about that skill, to you get to Blake and it's, you know, 11 of 12. And the one that you didn't like, it wasn't bad. You just forget about it and move on. So, and then how do they fit together? On the nights that, I think on their tough nights, there's still a decent solid line, right? That where they're, maybe they're not creating as much, they're not moving the puck around as much, but I haven't found them, even in those nights, poor defensively or unaware or disinterested in what they do. When you play with Blake, you get that sense that this is a really important line that you're on and we need to play well for our team to win, because that's how he comes to the game every night. That might be the most important thing those two young players go through. You know, when you come into the league, you're just playing for the Jets. You know, you're in the NHL, you're happy. And then one day you wake up and realize that, well, we're not winning if I don't play as hard as I can play. You become a stakeholder in the wins and losses, not just a player on the team. And that's what's going on with those two wingers.